blind harper who lived long in Lochmaven town. How he did go to fair England to steal King Henry's wanton crown. But first he went to his good wife with all the speed that he could go. This war quoth he will never work without a mare that has a foal.
Quoth she that has a good grey mare that'll run over hills both low and high. Take the grey mare in thy hand and leave the foal at home with me. And take the halter in thy hose and all thy purpose to not fail. Walk the tail the wanton's nose and tie it to the grey mare's tail.
England gone, even as fast as he could hie, until he came to King Henry's gate, and who was there but King Henry?
Come in, says he, you silly blind harper, and of thy harp, and let me hear. Oh, by my sooth, price the silly blind harper, I'd rather have stable and for my email.
The king lifts over his left shoulder and says unto his stable crew,
go tie the silly blind harper's mare well beside my wanton drone.
Aye he harp it and aye he carp it till all the nobles are through the floor. They thought the music was so sweet that they forgot the stable door.
And aye he harp it and aye he carp it till all the nobles were sound asleep. Quietly he took off his shoes and softly down the stairs did creep.
He took the halter from his hose and of his purpose he did not fail. He slipped it over the wanton's nose and tied it to the grey mare's tail. They had ended up their cheer. King Henry's wanton brown was stolen, and also the poor old harper's mare.
Alas, alas, cries the silly blind harper, alas, alas, that came I here. In Scotland, alas, my good God, bold, now in England they've stolen my good grey mare.
Come hold your tongue, you silly blind harper, and of thy lassing let me be. For you shall get a better mare, and well paid will your cowfold be.